Okay, all right. Are you guys ready? Okay, so today I'm going to be talking to you about biblical wealth and why it is that God wants us all to be wealthy. And there's so many parts in the Bible that tell you that this is true. But there's also parts in the Bible that if you look at it from a different angle, can contradict it if you choose to look at it that way. So we're going to be going through some scriptures, and I'm going to be showing you where in the Bible it is that you can, figure out why it is that God wants you to be wealthy, because being wealthy is an amazing blessing from God. It is so incredible because you can do so many good things with your money, and that is what God wants you to be doing. And wow, it looks like biblical, but that font does not look like it's typed right. But I'm pretty sure that is how it's typed. Is that just me? I'm pretty sure that's just me. Anyways, all right, carrying on. So we're gonna be going through some scriptures. So let's jump right in, ladies. Okay, so the first one, and this is a big one. This is the one that gets contradicted all the time. This is the one that people look at and read as Christians and go, money is bad. Money is evil. Money is the root of all evil. Like, we can't have money. God wants us to remain poor and serve him. Like, this is what this scripture is contradicted as when a lot of Christians read it. And it's for the love of money. For the love of money. Not it doesn't say money is the root of all kinds of evil. It says the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. So right there, it tells you that loving money is evil. And yes, it can be if you are using it in a poor way. So some people eager for money have wandered from faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. And this is 1 Timothy 6:10. And I love the NIV version. I will always share NIV unless there is a different version that says it better. So Paul writes to Timothy that he should flee from the love of money. And loving money is like, it can be used for good. But it can also be used to cause harm. So when you think of a hammer, you think you can use it for building something and creating something amazingly beautiful. Like, there's so many things that we can use a hammer to build, but it can also be used as a weapon. It can also be used to cause harm. And the same goes with money. Money can be used for good or money can be used for harm. And there's so many different ways of looking at money that we overlook or that we're doing ourselves that we don't realize we're doing, or other, like, money is, there's more to money than we realize, just the word money itself. So Malachi 3:10, I love this verse so much. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. Have you ever tithed before? If you have tithed, I want you to tell me in the comments, if you have tithed, what was your experience with tithing? And I'm going to share with you an experience that I had. And it was crazy because this was when I really dedicated myself to the Lord. This is when I was like, okay, Lord, it says in the Bible in countless sections to tithe, to give part of me to you, to share my blessing with you as, being grateful for what you have given to me. But I wasn't doing that. And the time that I did do it, I earned like $200 in my business. This is when I first started with my life coaching. It was my first month. I earned $200 in my coaching business. And part of me was like, oh my gosh, I got $200 and I had to save it. I had to save it. I had to hoard it. I had to keep it all to myself because what if it doesn't come back to me? What if this is the last $200 that I earn? What if I don't earn anymore? And my brain kept going through this cycle of, what if this is all there is? What if God doesn't give me anymore? And I didn't like that. I didn't like that feeling at all. I wanted God to know that I loved and appreciated everything that he has blessed me with. And I wanted to give back to him. So that was when I decided. I decided, okay, we're going to do this tithing thing. We're going to give this a try. And part of me still, I wanted to hoard it. I wanted to keep it to myself. I didn't want to give it all away because when our experiences growing up with money is, it's not giving and receiving. It's people are taking it away from you. When you pay a bill, they're taking the money away from you. When you pay for a service, they're taking it away from you. When you buy something for your house, they're taking your money away from you. Like, that is what our energy is with money. It's not the energy of giving and receiving, which is what God wants for us to feel with money. He wants us to give so that we can receive. And he wants us to receive so that we can give. And it's a cycle. It's a cycle of giving and receiving. And that is how God wants us to feel with money. He wants to provide for us a more fruitful experience so that we can receive more. So when I had that $200, God whispered to me, he's like, you're going to donate 50% of that. You're going to tithe 50% of that. That check that you have in your hand that you were about to put $10 on, nope, add another zero. Add another zero there. And instantly I just cringed. I was like, really? Like, I've never tithed. When I have tithed, it was like toonies in my purse and like loonies in my purse. It was that change that I had in my purse that I wanted to get rid of. It wasn't, you know, like that I wanted to get rid of. Like, that was literally my thought process when I tithed before, is I want to get rid of this money and we're tithing. So here you go. Have my chump change, Lord. Have my chump change. Like, I don't need this. You can have it. I don't like change. You have it. Like, I was getting rid of, I wasn't giving, I wasn't blessing, I wasn't spreading that wealth. I was just giving my chump change away. So God was like, hey, I want you to tithe $100 today. So right after I wrote that check, I got a yes to a $1,200 client, and I was literally shaking, like freaking out. Like, I had a message, and this happened while I was at church. This happened while I was literally tithing. I'm not even lying about this. Like, I got a message from a girl that I was talking to while I was tithing. And I didn't know this because I wasn't paying attention to my social media at the time because I was at church. I was present with God. But the point of this story is that we have to be willing to give to receive. We have to be willing to let go of some of our wealth so that we can spread it with others, so that God has, we have to think of it like decluttering an area of your house. You have so much in this closet, so much things that you don't use right now that someone else can use. Like, you have this shirt that you're hoarding and you're like, oh yeah, you know, someday I'll grow in, or I'll lose the weight and I'll be able to wear it again. Or, you know, like, there's so many reasons that we hoard certain things. But someone else is meanwhile wishing and praying that they had that. And you could go and donate that to a thrift store, or you can post it up on Facebook Marketplace or whatever, right? And that person will be blessed with it. But until you're willing to let go and give that wealth and spread that wealth, you're going to be just stuck in that hoarding mode and not willing to make room for more, for something new. And until we, you know, trust God that we're giving this to you, Lord, and I'm giving this to you because I'm so grateful for everything that you have done for me, everything that you have given to me, we're just going to be stuck because God is waiting for us to take that action. So tithing is really important, and it doesn't have to be tithing at church. It can be, you know, giving to a foundation that you really support. It can be giving to a charity. It can be, you know, just blessing that homeless person. Like, I bought a few months ago, I bought a homeless person a bed for a week in our homeless shelter, and it felt amazing. And I didn't expect anything in return. And that's the key, is you're giving. You're not giving to receive. Receiving is the impact from it. but you're giving because you want to bless someone with that. So I could talk about that forever. So we'll go on to our next slide. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over, it will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And that's Luke 38. So I kind of talked about this a little bit in the last slide. So I'm not going to go too deep into this, but James 5:2, giving sets us free while hoarding entraps us. So we covered that a little bit in the last slide. We don't want to be hoarding what we have because someone else may need it. And hoarding is, it's exhausting. Like, it makes you feel claustrophobic. Like, it's overwhelming when you start hoarding things because eventually you're like, oh my gosh, like, I have so much stuff. What do I do with it? And it almost makes you want to keep hoarding it because you just, you're so attached to it. You don't want to get rid of it. And it's such yucky energy. It's so giving changes the lives of others. John 3:16. Yep. Say it again. Giving changes the lives of others. It's so true. All right. So Luke 6:38, which is the one right there. I just realized now, oh my, doing it messy, ladies, doing it messy. Giving brings blessings back to us. Yes, 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 it does. Matthew 19:21. Giving allows us to store our treasures in heaven rather than store it here on earth. So our time on earth, God is almost testing us to see whether we're worthy of being in heaven. He is testing us to see, like, I don't know if you have seen, what is that show called? I can't remember what it's called, but, this is going to drive me crazy. It's a show, basically, in a nutshell. They're brought to this, like, mutual area, and they have to do good actions so that raises their good thermometer, temperature, whatever. Oh man, I'm so terrible at explaining things, you guys. It's not even funny. This is not a skill of mine. I'm horrible at explaining things. But basically, you do a good thing, your level goes up. You do a bad thing, your level goes down. And they're trying to get themselves to heaven rather than hell. So that's kind of almost like what God is doing with us right now. He's trusting us. He's waiting for us to surrender to him, and he's there for us and waiting for us to take those actions so that he can see that we are worthy of receiving more. We're worthy of being up in heaven, and, you know, everything that we do down here, we're storing up in heaven. Like, it's, anyways. All right, carry on. Yeah, go, Courtney. All right, Acts 20:35. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. I love giving. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love to give. I love to give. It's so fun. It feels so good. And I love giving. I mean, I love receiving. I'm sure you do too. Receiving feels amazing, but to give, to bless someone else is truly, it's an experience that you can't explain. You have to go through it yourself. It's so incredible to experience, you know, a multitude of blessings that this person is receiving just because you did that one thing for them, that one thing that you blessed them with. That's something that you took for granted and you went, oh, it's okay. You know, I'll give it to someone else. Someone else can use it more than me. Is life-changing for them. That $20 that, you know, you bought. I love going to drive-thrus. I do this all the time. Like, it's my favorite thing to do. I go through drive-thrus and I'll hand the person $20 cash and go, okay, use this $20 and pay for the orders behind me. When it's done, it's done. But use this $20 to pay for the orders behind me. I actually, one time, I paid for the order behind me. Like, I used my debit card and I paid for the order. And I will never forget the story because it just brings me to tears every time I talk about it. Oh, it's such a heartwarming story and it makes me feel so good. And I didn't do it to receive. I just did it because I wanted to bless that family behind me. And my original intention was to go through the drive-thru to pay for the order behind me, figuring, you know, it's going to be a cup of coffee, you know, maybe a coffee and a bagel or something. No, it was a full-on, like, it was, I think, a $65 order. And part of me was like, okay, Courtney, you only wanted to, you know, buy some coffee and a bagel. But then the other part of me was like, do it. Go for it. You have the money. Go bless that family behind you. You don't know what they're going through. Go bless that family. Give it. Go for it. And I did it. And I did it without any hesitation. I just went, yep, okay, we're going to do it. Because the cashier was like, well, it's $65. Are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure you want to pay for the order? Like, it's $65 plus yours. So, like, my order was already like 10 bucks or something. So I'm like, is this going to be like, yeah, okay, let's do it. So I paid for their order. Little did I know that this mother just lost her job. She had her power shut off without even knowing. Her fridge died on her because of the power being down. And like everything in her fridge was spoiled. Like this, everything about this story just seriously makes me want to cry. But long story short, because you know me, when I go on stories, I could talk forever. But I changed this mother's life. Like, she followed me. She followed me. They had the order ready for her right as she pulled up to the window, and she followed me. She followed me to my home, which may sound a little creepy, but she followed me to my home. And I thought it was weird because I'm like, this vehicle has been following me since McDonald's. Like, and like, not at McDonald's. I didn't realize it was her. But I'm like, this vehicle has literally been following me across town. And now they're, is it my neighbor? Like, what's happening? I was so confused. But I ended up walking out of my vehicle, and she came up to me in tears, crying, saying, you don't know what you just did for me. I am so grateful. And I was praying all morning, like, Lord, I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out. Oh, there's the waterworks coming. breathe, Courtney. But I changed that woman's life because I was willing to let go of what I had to give. I wasn't giving to receive. Like, her coming up and hugging me was so amazing. It was the best thing ever. And I did not give to receive. I gave to bless someone else. I gave because if someone paid for my $65 order, I would have been so grateful. I would have been just complete shock. Like, what just happened? So give any chance you give, even if it's just to give a compliment to someone, even if it's just to, you know, give a smile and a wave to someone. Just give. Because giving is more amazing than receiving. And when you do things just to give, God will bless you abundantly and you will start receiving. I promise you, if you start making a habit of giving every single day, even if it's just a small minor thing, it doesn't always have to be money. It doesn't always have to be money. But when you give with the intention of not receiving anything in return, amazing things are going to happen to you. All right. Oh, a sip of coffee, wipe my tears away. Seriously, I kid you not. That story gets me every time. Oh. If you have an amazing story like that of tithing and just blessing others, please tell me in the comments because I would love to hear them. All right. So the enemy made us afraid of having money as Christians. The enemy made us feel selfish for asking God for more. And I know I have felt this. I know you have felt this. I know you have felt this because everyone has felt this. This is such a common feeling, especially as Christians, because when we read that, like that first scripture, the root of money, I can't remember it. The love for money is the root of all evil. There we go. We got it. Good job, Courtney. But when we read that, our brain instantly goes to money is evil. Money is bad. Asking for money is bad. That's selfish. Why would you ask for more money? You already have money. Like, you have a job, you pay your bills, you have food on the table. Like, what more could you want? Don't ask for more. That's bad. Like, there's so many lies that the enemy tells us to believe about money. And that's not okay. That's not okay because God wants us to be wealthy. When we are wealthy and we have the intention of giving and spreading joy, like if you look at, oh, who can I think of, for example? We'll say Warren Buffett, for example. He makes a ton of money. And you know what? He doesn't keep it all. He doesn't hoard it all. He blesses and he spreads the wealth. I mean, mind you, it might be to get a tax thing there. But the point of it is he's spreading it. He's not keeping it all to himself. And that is what God wants us to do as Christians. He wants us to spread the wealth that we are receiving. He wants us to give back to him. He wants us to give back to the community. He wants us to give back to those around us that need it more than us. Because when we let go of things, we make room for more. All right, so God is the source of our wealth and the source of our well-being. As Christians, we are givers. We are givers. We love to give. We love, 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 love to give. I love to give. I love to give. I love to give, give, give. And as Christians, our money never runs dry. No matter what we are going through, no matter how in debt we feel we are, God is always going to provide for us. He's always going to provide for us. And I can't think off the top of my head what that scripture is. You probably know, but it talks about how, you know, like the birds and they know that everything's going to be okay. They don't wake up and go like, hey, where's my food? Like, all the animals are always provided for, so why wouldn't he provide for us? He provides for them, so why wouldn't he provide for us? Why? Why would we think that money is going to run dry, that we are going to go in debt, that we're going to go broke, when we have a God who can move mountains? He can clearly create wealth in our life if we're ready for it and we're willing to use it with good intentions. God is going to reward you for your faith and trusting him and believing in him and surrendering it all to him and knowing that everything is going to be okay. If you're spending your money wisely, he will give it to you. He will give you the income. He will give you the clients. He will give you whatever it is that you are looking to receive. It says in the Bible countless times, ask and you shall receive. Ask and it will be given to you. Ask, 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 ask. He is waiting for you to ask. It is not selfish to ask for money. It is not selfish to ask for things that you don't have, especially when you have good intentions behind what you're going to do with it. All right, so I don't know if you know this story or not. It is one of my favorite biblical stories. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. And it's in 2 Kings 4, 1-7. If you want to go in, open your Bibles, you can go ahead and read it. Oh, the widow needed to pay creditors, and all she had was one flask of olive oil. She was going to have everything taken away from her. She didn't have anything to give to them. And all she had was one flask of olive oil. And Elijah the prophet told her to gather as many jars as she could, hide in her house, and pour that one flask of oil into each jar until all the jars were filled. She magically filled all of the jars with one jar, one flask. She didn't understand why this would be asked of her, because it was impossible. But with God, he makes the impossible possible. Everything is possible through God. Everything is possible. Even the word impossible itself, it says I'm possible. Like, come on. Do you think that? God is so good. God is so good, you guys. I love God. All right. So God's answer is always going to be yes. It's always going to be, so it shall be. He's always listening to you. He's always there for you. If you need, ask. And he'll say yes. He'll say, so it shall be. He'll say, here you go. You're ready to receive. Here you go. Like, he's always going to be there. He's always going to be listening to you. He's always going to be providing for you. He is our sole provider. He is our wellspring. He is always there for us as our Father in heaven. He loves us and he wants the best for us. And when we are afraid of asking for things, we're taking away our power and we're giving it to the enemy. We are taking away our power and giving it to the enemy because we are going to be filling up with fears. And the enemy knows that. When you start giving power to one fear, you're going to find another fear. And you're going to find another and another and another. And next thing you know, you're going to be so afraid and petrified, you just don't know what to do. You're just stopped and you're stuck and you don't know what to do. And God doesn't want that. God is waiting for you to trust, to surrender, and give it all to him. So that is all I have for slides. So I hope you enjoyed this. And I really hope that it served you. I really do, because God was like, you have to do this. And I did it messy. I did it messy. I didn't have any of this planned. I was going to do it all last night. I didn't do it last night. I couldn't do it last night. I was like, you know what? I am going to sleep. I'm tired. We'll figure it out in the morning, Lord. We'll figure it out in the morning. And we did. We did. We did it all in an hour. I did all of that in an hour. So when you say to yourself, this is impossible, it is possible. It is absolutely possible. You can do this. You can do it. Whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that is a challenge to you, if God can move mountains, he can move mountains in your life. He's always there for you. He is our provider. He is your wellspring. And whatever it is that you need in your life right now, take that moment to step aside and ask God. Just get on your hands and your knees and pray and ask God. That is all it takes to get started. So I really hope that this served you today. I had lots of fun co-creating it with God. So I love you. God bless you. And let me know if there's any other questions that you have. And I'm looking forward to going through the comments. Have a great day, guys.